The word says never to neglect the fellowship of the saints when we get together at his church, whether it's on the internet, whether it's at some camp, or whether it's physically at that congregation. We need to be getting together not only to fellowship, but for iron to sharp iron, and then also to get input, spiritual input, from people mandated to be our teachers. So once a week, we ask you, what did you hear at church this weekend, assuming you went, and then assuming that you listened, and that there was one point in the sermon that touched you, that challenged you, God used to speak to you. Now, we give you the opportunity, 30 seconds to a minute, to share that with the country so that we can learn from one another. So go ahead. Here's what you had to say.
Goeiemôre, Wynand. Ja, wat ons die naweek gehoor het is, ons kan bid en bid, maar hier is die tekens van die eindtye. Die uurglas is leeg. Jesus is hier, hy is hier, hy is hier. Halleluja, ons moet uitskreeu en rejoice vir die dinge wat nou aan die gang is. Ons koning is hier.
A blessed morning. It is well this morning. I pray that it is well with you all in the family of Radio Pulpit. The message that our pastor was teaching about yesterday, it was the title of the message, it was Standing Against Fear. The message was based on the scripture Matthew 24, verse 8. He was teaching us about to conquer the fear, you need to spend time in the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night, and you go to the scriptures that they will make you strong, because it is time that is written on the book of Matthew 24. Everything is written in that chapter, even the other chapters as well. I only quote one now. But what it makes me to learn more about this thing of fear, because the devil is tormenting people with fear. So we have to overcome the devil with the Word of God. If we don't spend time in the Word of God, we cannot be able to conquer the devil. So it is my prayer for every child of God to learn to spend a quality time in the Word of God. Give a 20% a day in the Word of God daily, because how will you know him if you don't spend time with him? You only go to church and then it's end. It is important that the church should be a daily thing, because church is not a building, it is us.
Môre almal, ek het gehoor dat Jesus is in beheer en ons hoef niks te vrees nie.
Janine, ja, weet jy wat, ons diens het gegaan oor die feit dat ons in die laaste van laaste dae die tyd moet uitkoop, en dat ons as kinders van die Here ons lig daar buite moet laat skyn in hierdie laaste van laaste dae. 'N geseënde dagie vir julle. Jesus liefde, man.
Môre Wynand en Janine, ons het gehoor van die vrou wat by Samaria by die put was, wat die Here se dors kom les het bo natuurlik. Hy het Jerusalem verbygegaan waar daar godsdienstige mense was, maar hy het Samaria toe gegaan om daar te gaan draai, omdat die vrou nodig gehad het. En sy het gaan 'n herlewing veroorsaak in Samaria, nie eers 'n plek wat mense het wat die Here gedien het op daai tyd nie. Ja, so ons moet besluit of ons die Here in gees en gaan aanbid, of ons die Here sal laat verbygaan, laat hy na iemand anders toe gaan vir herlewing.
Môre Wynand en Janine, Alida van Meyerton. Ek wil graag net met julle deel Jesaja 40 vers 31. Het vir my so sin gemaak dat ons kan net op die Here vertrou. Met my broer wat uit die hospitaal uit gekom het, bloeddruk bietjie laag as gevolg van COVID. Hy sê vroukie verloor, maar ten spyte van dit gaan staan ons op Jesaja 40 vers 31. Maar die wat op die Here wag, kry nuwe krag. Hulle vaar op met vleuels soos die arende. Hulle hardloop en word nie moeg nie. Hulle wandel en word nie mat nie. En soos ek ook vir hom gesê het, hy swak. Hy moet aansterk vir die begrafnis na donderdag toe. En ons weet en ons glo en vertrou die Here gaan hom die nodige krag gee om die begrafnis by te woon en afskeid te kan neem van haar en te kan aangaan met sy lewe. Nie omdat hy goed is nie, maar omdat die Here vir hom goed is. In Jesus naam vra ons hierdie dinge. Amen en amen. Alida Meyer.
Hi family, it's Paul again. Yes, I attend Hope Hill Church in Springs and we started another series this week with about community. And basically how the word community means common unity. And there's a lot of people that are going through depression and all sorts of things and challenges in life. I mean, not just depression, I mean, whatever it may be, financial and that. And people sit there as an island and they don't get involved in the community and there's no support. And the fact that we go to church is just a community. So we've all been challenged now to try and bring at least two or three people to church that would not ordinarily have come. And so we that's our goal now for the next few weeks now is to try and get people out of the house into church. And because people need community. Community builds not only our spirits, it just builds people around us. And that way around, we're also obviously being a light into the world. So that is what we are on a mission for. We need to build the community with Jesus Christ at the helm. Love you guys.
Good morning, Dainant and Janine. Well, the Holy Spirit has nourished me this weekend. We had the most incredible online conference, and it's all teaching about the Holy Spirit. I just stand amazed at how every time the Holy Spirit moves, he dovetails everything. I can do life without a lot of things, but I really cannot do life without the Holy Spirit. Be blessed, guys.